Socially Distanced by Grant McFarlane.
He stood by the door, wishing he had thought this eventuality through. "Sorry, I couldn't resist having a peek. I hope you don't mind," Julie said when looking upon the contents of the bookshelf in Graham's spare room, which she had snuck into on her return from the bathroom. "I like to think I can get a picture of people from the books that they read. I have a rotten habit of picturing the bedroom scenes of my friends too. Sometimes these peccadillos of mine clash to give me a clear picture. Like in the case of a copy of the Marquis de Sade alongside some Henry Miller." Casting her arms across the rows of teddies lining the bookcase from top to bottom, Julie turns to Graham, smiling. "But in this instance..." Graham, without immediate words to mind, silently gazed as Julie picked up a lion from South Africa, a bear from California, and a unicorn from some other less specific destination, fluffing them and holding them to her cheek before reaching to the top shelf for the family of horses. "My books are in the lounge," he offered blithely as a mea culpa. "Okay, can I bring Horsey along to look with me?" Julie teased, ignoring Graham's discomfort. Following him down the hallway, Julie made clippity-clop noises as she moved the cuddly equine hoofs. "You have such a beautiful house. Smells wonderful too. What are you making?" Julie sits the horse down on a stool beside her at the island, separating the lounge from the kitchen. Graham stirs the pan in front of them and offers a wooden spoon to taste. "Needs more stock, I think." "Good idea. My bookcase is behind you. Should I be able to redeem myself in your mind's eye?" "I was only teasing. Anyway, your decor may reveal as much as your choice of reading," Julie laughs as she turns to the stool beside her. "And the bedroom scene I picture will be kept strictly between me and Horsey." "Adding stock to the paella," Graham explains. "They were gifts from my mother. She used to travel a lot and would bring me back these toys from wherever she went. When we were clearing out the house, I discovered them in the attic and they brought back memories." Julie now took her turn to gaze silently, realizing it's easy to be hard-boiled about everything in the daytime, but at night is another thing. "I had put them in that spare room, which is principally for my niece whenever she stays over." "That's lovely. I think they're great. I've always thought the road to hell is paved with unbought stuffed animals. So you've brought your mum a little bit closer from heaven," Julie offered portentously. "That's very moving." Pausing. "If she was dead..." "What?" Julie exclaims, throwing Horsey at Graham. "They divorced. She moved to South Africa with her new lover, so Dad and I cleaned out the house." Graham laughed in explanation. "She was never really around when I was growing up. I think she just thought if you want people to like you, you need to spend some money. Thus, I was blessed with expensive globe-trotting teddies, which I probably grew attached to more than I should. Well, it's very soon in our relationship to meet your parents, so I guess meeting 40-something of your proxy mums was an easier introduction. What else don't I know?" "I think this is about done. Here, have a taste." Both bending over to meet in the middle of the island, Graham held his hand underneath the spoon towards Julie's expectant mouth. Holding her gaze of approval, he touches her bottom lip with his thumb, as if removing a dribble of sauce she missed. "Well, you now know you like my paella." As he moved to kiss his thumb against her lip, and she responded, tasting the saffron on his tongue.